March 14th.
Dear God, since I have received Jesus as my Savior, why am I still struggling with sin? Did Jesus not save me from sin? Why do I still hate? Why am I still jealous? Why do I covet? Why do I sometimes feel that I am being controlled by the father of lies himself?
But if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin, yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness.
Precious Savior, I came to realize that the reason why I still sin after I have received you as my Savior is that my mind, which controls my body, is still dead. My mind is still filled with all the negative, destructive beliefs that the father of lies has been filling it since childhood. I still live under the beliefs that I am not special, that I'm not good enough, and that I'm a failure. This causes me to sin, to hate, to be jealous, to covet.
We know that our old, unrenewed self was nailed to the cross with him in order that our body, which is the instrument of sin, might be made ineffective and inactive for evil, that we might no longer be the slaves of sin.
Jesus, I will not despair. You not only saved my spirit, but my mind as well, that I might no longer be a slave to the lies of the father of lies.
Therefore, brothers, we have an obligation. If by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live.
Precious Savior, today I understand that I have a commitment, a duty, a responsibility to bring my mind with all its wrong beliefs to you, one by one, so that you can bring it truth. My mind will then be set free from the negative, destructive beliefs of the enemy, and I will stop coveting, hating, and be jealous.
The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace.
I love you, Jesus, for saving me.